what's happening, man? Your debut here on the program. What's happening? How are you?
Hey, I'm great, and I appreciate the invite, to be honest with you. Just a wee bit nervous on whether or not I have the voice for radio, and I'll let you grade my work at the end of this thing and tell me how good right. I did or how bad I did.
We will be grading, Jeremiah, so we've got the
well, with this crew, we have to grade on the curve.
Yeah,
so.
Well, yeah.
That's right.
Compared
otherwise,
to us. Yeah,
otherwise, we wouldn't. I wouldn't be able to hack it either.
Yeah, compared to us, right now, you're way ahead.
I'm stellar,
the curve.
Huh?
Way ahead of the curve. We'll That's see, good. Though. You've got about 10, 12 minutes here
Uh-oh.
To decide that.
10, 12 minutes.
So, Jay, you're new to fairly new to Cheyenne. You've been here before. You're back here in Cheyenne. First of all, how'd you get involved with Cheyenne Mustangs baseball? And just kind of a little bit about yourself before we really dive right in.
Sure. Good question. I appreciate the opportunity to introduce myself. So you're right, Jay Folds. I'm the assistant coach for the Mustangs. I'm a military guy, so Air Force, and stationed here from 05 to 09. My son was playing baseball out there in CJL, and Rick Thompson, and I think it was 2008 time frame, came out, and he was doing some recruiting as he was trying to have get on the early stages of trying to build up the Stars program, because he was on the tail end of recently building the Mustangs program, and he was out there recruiting and saw my son as a left-hander out on the mound one day pitching, and came up to AJ after the game and asked AJ if he'd be interested in more competitive baseball. So after that, he found out that I was AJ's dad. We got to talking a little bit, and Rick and I have a college baseball background in common, and so we hit it off real well, and as a consequence, Rick asked me to coach. So I was in on the ground stages, if you will, of building up the Stars organization. We did so well in that first year, we actually put together a team in 2008 that went down into Colorado in 2009 as 9U's, mm-hmm. and competed so well in Colorado, we actually won a state championship. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, as soon as that was over, we had to move. That's mm-hmm. what military families do. So we moved to D.C., and I've moved probably 6 times since 2009. I recognized what I was doing to AJ and his baseball talent by putting him in a new environment every year. We all know that baseball is political no matter where you go across this country. So AJ had to reprove himself everywhere he went. And Rick and I had stayed in touch through the years. And so I joke a little bit that Rick coerced me into coming back here. So once we decided to retire, we knew AJ would be a known commodity here. We also knew that he was in that sort of critical stage where he needed to be looked at if he was going to sign a college baseball scholarship. So we took the leap and decided we'd come back to Cheyenne, Wyoming. We love this city. Mm-hmm. My wife loves this city. My daughter is she's a competitive gymnast. She too loves the city. And I'll tell you this real quick. So we were sitting at dinner one night, and I asked the two of them, once I knew I was retiring and put in my retirement paperwork with the Air Force, I said, hey, I got approved. Where do y'all want to move next? And they both in unison said Cheyenne. That's a God's honest truth.
Okay.
So what's interesting about that is I could go home tonight and ask my kids what they want to go have for dinner, and I guarantee you neither one of them will say the same thing. So this was a record. It was profound, and it was awesome.
So yeah, and now that you're entrenched back here in Cheyenne, you're also becoming a bigger part of the Mustangs program, correct?
I am.
Asked to do a little bit more in terms of not necessarily running the program, or is it like that?
I'm not running the program. Right. I am the assistant coach
right.
To Rick.
Right.
I do plan to get more involved.
Okay.
Rick and the board has asked me to be more involved going forward, and I think I want to do that. So the plan is for us to sort of recraft a vision and a mission and some goals, and then inject some energy into the program going forward.
So I know at stake last night at the Cheyenne City Council meeting, and this has been going on for several months now, the whole Cabo World Series, the quote-unquote debacle that happened last year where you had 18 teams that were promised to come in. It turned out to be 4. It didn't work out the way for the Mustangs program that it was offered. And so the city council last night passes a resolution. The Cabo World Series is going to be back. Steven Vila has the fields, all that kind of stuff. I guess I'll say for you guys as a program, was it a win for the Cheyenne Mustangs? You'll be playing in this, but was it a win for you guys with what happened?
Yeah, I think it was a win. I mean, it wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't everything we were asking for.
Mm-hmm.
But to the city council's credit, we were incredibly impressed that they rallied the troops, if you will, at the last minute last week. And frankly, I even recognize that they worked through the weekend, so they were burning the candle at both ends. So, and they involved, you know, they at least threw it out to us at the end once they realized that they could put together a, you know, for lack of a better phrase, a coalition of the willing to get enough votes to be inclusive in terms of all the injured parties from last year going forward, such that we could reconstitute some of our losses from last year and that we could drive forward together as a community.
Okay, you mentioned, you know, kind of getting the word out there, rebuilding, or, you know, not rebuilding the program, but, you know, being more involved in it. How do you want to get Cheyenne Mustangs baseball out there? Because, like we were talking, you know, there are two competitive baseball programs here. How do you want to get Cheyenne Mustangs, you know, out there and be more involved with the program?
It starts right here. Yeah. You know, we need to make sure that we leverage the whatever publicity that we can leverage. We've got to get ourselves into the papers. We got to get ourselves on into the radio stations and on the news at night. Mm-hmm. We need to be better with Facebook and Twitter and all those other things. You know, you're right. You and I talked earlier today, and I am very sincere when I say this. This town needs multiple baseball organizations for kids that come into CJL. I think somebody gave me a number on the order of about 500 or 600 kids come into CJL. And if you create a bottleneck at the top and you think about a scenario where you've got a couple of kids that will be what we'd call late bloomers, right? Those late bloomers will be lopped off far too soon for what their talent would really require. But if you give them multiple baseball, it's the American way, right? That you have multiple options to choose from. You don't want any one monopoly. So we're just trying to make sure that we get our name out there and we express to everybody, we are an absolutely competitive baseball team. We're going to put a competitive team on the field. They're going to be well coached and well disciplined. And frankly, we've, over the short 10-year history of this program, as I understand it, and I'm not the subject matter expert on this, but I've heard the numbers, we're over 40. In terms of the number of kids that have gone off to college.
Very good.
Right. You mentioned the number of kids that have gone off to college. I mean, you look at the two rosters this year, you know, and there are a lot of kids going to college. And, you know, it seems to me like, you know, as many talent, there's probably just an inordinately high number of college baseball players in this city right now. And if you lump them all into one organization, what you end up with is, you know, there's only so much playing time to go around. I mean, it seems to me like, you know, that you kind of need, you know, another alternative for guys to just get out on the field where they're not just kind of wasting away on the bench.
That's exactly right. So I appreciate the question. This city has much more baseball talent than I think it gives itself credit for and that it recognizes. So you take those kids at the CJL level and give them options, multiple options, all the way to the top. All it's going to do is cultivate that talent. It's going to build better competition amongst teams and between multiple teams. The only thing that's going to do is drive everybody to be better as a consequence. And I think you'll find that you'll have more Brandon Nimmos of the world. I think that's his name, right? Yep. I'm not a Cheyenne guy, so I do apologize. And by the way, I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, so I think he plays for the Mets.
Yeah.
So I stay focused on the Braves rather than the division rivals. So anyway, my point being is there will be more of those kids. They just need opportunities, and you don't get opportunities with just one program.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Jay Folds joining us in studio, Cheyenne Mustang. So I want to get into the team now. I know
that's why we really wanted
to talk here, and I know we spent a lot of time. So you're 8-0. What's been, I mean, obviously everything's been working out well. What's going on with this Mustangs team? Getting off to that 8-0 start, seems like you're hitting it well, you're pitching it well, you're fielding it well. I mean, that's a pretty good recipe for success.
We're doing all of the above, and I'm just going to be brutally honest out front. We're a bit depleted, so it's profound that we're playing as well as we are playing right now, which tells you that when we get healthy and we've got our full roster available to us, just how deep we can be. We're a very strong hitting club, and we're very strong and sound defensively. But we're not very deep with the arms, and we're not going to overpower anybody. So what the formula for success this early in the season is that when Rick and I put together a lineup, we really turn to that pitcher and we go, "Hey man, we're not gonna destroy your arm early in the season, but I don't need your pitch count getting up there where you're challenging me to try to rotate you out too early in this game, because if I've got a 4-game tournament this weekend and I've only got 8 arms, that's only I'm doing some Georgia boy math for you right now. That's only 2 arms per game.
Right.
So I really need you to be efficient." And the kids have responded to that, and they are hitting their spots and doing incredibly well right now. So they're pitching. Frankly, our pitching is leading us, and everybody knows the kind of numbers we put up offensively. We did that last year as juniors, predominantly juniors, and this year we're a senior laden team.
You guys opened up at home. We were in Billings this past weekend. In terms of your competition early in the season, is it where you need it to be, or I've seen some of the scores. I mean, that's more credit to what you guys are doing. Is the competition? What will the competition be like as the season goes on?
That's a fair question. That absolutely is a fair question, and I'm not trying to. Please don't think this is me denigrating other teams.
But
the competition hasn't been what we will see towards the end of the season when we get into the heart of our schedule. And we go down and we compete in Colorado. You know, and let me just be brutally honest here. You know, one of our selling models is that we go down as a Connie Mack team, mm-hmm. and we compete down in Colorado. We know how talent-rich that state can be. Thus far, we've competed up in Montana with Montana teams. Now, in fairness to Miles City, and you guys saw them last year in the Cabo tournament, Miles City can play some baseball. Mm-hmm. They're fundamentally sound, and I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what's in the water up there, but the Miles City coaches figure out a way to get arms on the mound that can overpower you. They got mm-hmm. some guys. I think Seb was close to 90, if not in the 90s, against us this weekend. So for us to manufacture against a guy like that, is pretty awesome, and I think our kids responded well. They learned how to shorten it up in the batter's box and drive the ball the other way as they need to, right? Throw the hands, all that kind of good stuff. And so really, if you take a look at our 2 wins against Miles City, I think that tells us a lot about our ball club. And again, I'm not, we were without our second baseman this weekend. We were without our shortstop this weekend. We were without a left fielder this weekend, and then we're going to get a starting pitcher back after we've got 1 college returner this year, and so he's going to be our ace of the club. So we got to wait another month before we'll see him.
One of the things that set the Mustangs program apart in the 10 years you guys have been around is, whereas most teams will play in wooden bat tournaments, you guys were wood bat full time. When I was out covering the games against Billings, the season opener at Powers Field, there was the ping of the bat. You guys, is that a full-time switch to aluminum this year, or is that just, kind of depending on, is that one of those things the pitcher gets to choose?
No, we didn't choose. Let me say it this way. If we get to choose, we're going with metal.
Okay.
It's just that we have a tendency to try to enter ourselves into these wood bat tournaments.
Yeah.
We don't shy away from them. But in the fall, Rick and I do demand that if we're in the fall, you're going to play with that wood bat. So if you came out and watched us in the fall at all, you're going to see us with wood bats every time. But no, if the kids get a choice, as well as I do, those kids are not gonna put away the metal bats for those wood bats.
Jay, before we let you go, I'm looking at the schedule here. You got anything coming up this weekend?
We've got we're gonna take Saturday off and go do some community service work and pick up trash along the highway. It's good for the kids and it's good for the community. And then on Sunday we're gonna travel up to Casper to play in a doubleheader up in Casper.
Against the Crush.
Absolutely.
Casper Crush. And then next home game, as I look, will be May 19th and 20th. You'll host Rapid City Post 320 at Powers Field.
That is correct.
Jay, it has been a pleasure talking with you and meeting you, and we appreciate it, and we look forward to doing it again, man. Thank you
so much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, there you go. That's